It is no longer news that Nigeria's economy is in a fragile state, and except something magically happens, it will fester under this new government. My name is Margaret Osazuwa, and you are welcome to Punch Podcast. Although President Major General Muhammadu Buhari retired, has recorded a noteworthy achievement in the area of infrastructure, especially road construction and railway, but these seem to have been overwhelmed by the terrifying economic indices. Nigeria is endowed with enormous natural and human resources, sufficient enough to place it among the first 10 developed countries. But despite its huge resource endowment, majority of its population wallow in abject poverty with unemployment on the rise. The rate of poverty and the number of Nigerians living from hand to mouth has increased to a frightening level in the last few years. In 2022, a National Bureau of Statistics survey estimated that 63% of persons living in Nigeria are multidimensionally poor. Buhari was sworn in for his second term in office on May 29, 2019. Now, one of the things that Buhari has maintained so far is the fact that he has claimed that his administration has fulfilled most, if not all, the promises it made to Nigerians during its campaign, some of them which include engaging 1 million Empower graduates and skill up 10 million Nigerians in partnership with the private sector, expand school feeding programs from 9.3 million to 15 million children, create 300,000 extra jobs for food vendors and farmers, complete the Port Harcourt Maiduguri line, complete the Itakpa-Warri link to Abuja through Lokoja, complete the second Niger Bridge and the east-west connecting Warri Delta State, establish a People's Money Bank, institutionalize the giving of soft loans of up to 1 million naira to small traders, artisans, and commercial drivers. He also promised to give more access to youths as aides of cabinet members and through opportunities for appointments in boards and agencies. Introduce a special mentoring program in governance with young graduates working with ministers and other appointees. Reinterpret the education curriculum through coding, robotics, animations, and design thinking, amongst many other things. Now the question is this: has his administration fulfilled its promises with the people? When Buhari took over power in 2015, Nigeria's inflation rate averaged 9%, but since then it has seen a surge. According to the NBS, the country's inflation rate hit a 16-year high amid an increase in prices and poor purchasing power. In November 2015, barely 6 months after Buhari was inaugurated as president, the naira sold against the dollar at 197 naira. Between then and now, the currency is about 750 naira to $1. In 2016, inflation rose to 15.68% and jumped to 16.52% in 2017. The numbers dropped to 12.09% in 2018 and down to 11.40% in 2019. By 2020, the inflation had risen to 12.2% and closed in 2021 at 16.95%. The urban inflation rate increased to 17.3% in April 2022 from 18.6% recorded in April 2021, while the rural inflation rate increased to 16.32% in April 2022 from 17.57% in April 2021. Food inflation climbed to 20.57% in January 2021, according to data released by the NBS, making it the highest in over 11 years. It closed at 17.37% in December 2021. According to the Bertelsmann Transformation Index 2022 country report, Buhari has performed poorly in governance, economic, and political transformation. Meanwhile, in October 2022, Tinubu released an 80-page policy document titled Renewed Hope 2023 Action Plan for a Better Nigeria. He emphasized that his objective is to foster a new society based on shared prosperity, tolerance, compassion, and the unwavering commitment to treating each citizen with equal respect and due regard. On his fiscal policy, Tinubu has promised to review the federal budgetary methodology, embark on national infrastructure campaign, drive an import substitution agenda, reform the taxation system whereby the rich will pay more for what they consume, and lastly, fight corruption, inefficiency and waste in government. On his government's monetary policy, the nation should be witnessing a very tight management of the exchange rate that will be different from the current loose open market approach. Inflation shall be more targeted and managed, while foreign debt obligations will be limited and renegotiated. Speaking with the former Director General of the LCCI, Dr. Mudashiru Yusuf, we discussed what we hope to get regarding the economy as we enter into this new dispensation. First, sir, I would like to ask, how true is Buhari's claim that Nigeria is better off than it was in 2015?
Both the economic and the social indicators do not support this assertion that we are better off in 2015 than now. From that point of view, I think his knowledge of the situation is likely to be better. And he also has a reputation of working with people who are very knowledgeable in some of these areas, intellectuals and so on.
Do you think that Tinubu has a greater understanding of the issues and challenges the nation is grappling with and is better equipped knowledge-wise to address them?
Well, the key advice first is for him to assemble a very good team, a very good economic team who have very good understanding of the economy, both from a theoretical perspective and from a practical perspective. Those who have a good knowledge of the investment environment, who can give good advice, and not just having a good team, he must be ready to listen to members of the team. And the team should be apolitical. They don't have to be politicians, so that their recommendations or positions will not be tainted by politics. Well, the Tinubu desire to introduce credit culture is good for us in Nigeria, but it's not a priority, really. I think what is of bigger priority is to ensure that we have a very good macroeconomic environment, low inflation. We need to reduce our deficit. We need to, stabilize the foreign exchange market. Once you have a much better macroeconomic environment, then it will be easier, for other things to fall in place.
Thank you very much, sir, for your insight. Just to add to what Mr. Yusuf has said, I would implore Nigerians to also look out for opportunities in other sectors of the economy and give them equal attention as done to oil and gas and develop them. We have to see more opportunities and generate more revenues, which would invariably shoot the gross national product and per capita income. Do you share my views or you think otherwise? Kindly share your thoughts in the comment section below. My name is Margaret Osazuwa. Bye for now.